the forces of evil may destroy the man, but the idea of peace cannot be destroyed, for Jesus himself came to bring peace. Almost 18 years ago, when the buses stopped rolling during the bus boycott in Montgomery, an influential white citizen of the city said to Martin Luther King, "Over the years, we've had such peaceful and harmonious race relations here. Our colored people are happy and they are satisfied." Dr. King's reply was simple, "Sir, you never had real peace in Montgomery. You've had a sort of negative peace in which the Negro too often accepted his state of subordination, but this is not true peace. True peace is not merely the absence of tension and conflict, it is the presence of justice. The tension we see in our society today is the necessary tension that comes when the oppressed rise up and start to move toward a positive peace." Dr. King went on to speculate that this was what Jesus meant when he said, "I have not come to bring peace but a sword." Jesus did not mean that he came to bring a physical sword. He seemed to be saying in substance, "I have not come to bring this old negative peace with this dead passivity. I come to lash out against such a peace. Whenever I come, a division set in, a conflict set in between the forces of light and the forces of darkness, between the forces of good and the forces of evil, between the forces of justice and the forces of injustice. I have come to bring a positive peace, which is the presence of justice. Love ye even the Canaan of God."